Welcome back to Penn Station Breakaway. Here at my co-host Gilly.
Howdy.
So today, not a lot of news to break down. So we're gonna get straight into it. We're gonna be breaking down the Atlantic Division, and just then we'll give our final prediction at the end of where we believe each team will finish next year. But Gilly, you want to kick us off with the Canadiens?
Sure, there's not much at all. They didn't do anything. Really, the only big things they did was re-sign Slav and Gouley. They didn't do, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised. They're still a young core, but they did not do much at all.
Yeah, no, they didn't do much at all, and I don't think now's the right time to really spend big. I think right now their focus should be developing the young guns, which is what they're doing.
Yeah, they're doing a good job so far.
I do like the direction they're in. They weren't bad last year. They had 76 points. Not really, not really too far. I mean, they're far, but not like really
They
far of a playoff spot. They overachieved last year. That's
weren't
what.
bad, but it's the division they were in
Yeah.
hindered them a little
Yeah, I
bit.
believe they were the strongest. I mean, would you agree that the Atlantic Division is the strongest division in hockey right now, or at least last year?
Yes,
Yeah, so I mean,
I would.
I think they, for the division they're in and how their young guns played last year, I don't know, I think their fans should be happy with the direction the team is going in.
Oh, yeah. They
Yeah,
did
yeah.
fine for their for what their roster was consisted of. They did fine.
Yeah, basically. I mean, they had no one other than what
Caulfield,
Caulfield,
Slafkovsky.
Suzuki, Slafkovsky.
Like they have a good young core that they're building around, and that young core achieved last year. So they'll be fine going forward, but
I agree.
I
But
could
going
see
forward.
them taking a, maybe not a step back, but not like maybe not achieving as well. Like they'll probably be in the mix a little bit, but not like, not make the playoffs.
No, I definitely would agree that they're not making the playoffs next year. But speaking to a team that always seems to be not going in the right direction, they're the most, I mean, Ottawa Senators, they are the worst.
They piss me off so much.
They're always overhyped and always on they're always bad. It's amazing. I don't know how they do it.
Every
Every
year.
year, last year, their young guys are gonna, they're finally gonna develop, they're finally gonna be good. Never happens. And
And
now
they
this year.
also, they do that. Like they say all their young guys are going to break out and they sign some like overhyped veteran. Like this year they signed David Perron. Like that's an overhyped guy this year that they signed. That's gonna, they traded for Chychrun. Ooh,
No,
nothing.
they should have shipped run away.
I know, meaning like a few years ago they traded for
Oh,
him,
yeah.
and
I
that
know what you're
was
saying.
ooh, that's a
I know.
big time win now move. And they still finished with what did they finish with? 78 points? Yeah, 78 points.
Yeah, I mean, and this year, I mean, I guess their win now move. Okay, we're gonna bring in Ullmark this year. He's
Let's
gonna
go.
let's go. We're gonna bring him in. We're gonna be good. But like, I don't see them making the playoffs. I don't think they're gonna be. I think they're gonna be just as equally disappointing this year as they were last year.
They're, yeah, I don't like them.
Like, where do they like? Oh, big, I mean, Ullmark's very good. It's a definite upgrade over Korpisalo, whoever else they had last year.
Beesh.
But they gave up a decent amount, not a decent, yeah, they gave up a decent amount for him. And then they traded away Chychrun. I don't know why they did that. If they're going to get Ullmark and they're going to try to win now, but then you trade away your best defenseman. I don't
I don't know.
understand that move.
It's like it's moves that basically canceled each other out. You get Ullmark in a win now move, but then you trade Chychrun and it puts you back to square one. Like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like
One step forward, one step back. Like,
yeah.
where are we going here?
Or
And
they're going
then.
like one step forward, like four steps back. But
Like you said, they signed Mr. Mitt Perron. They traded a brother to St. Louis, Matthew Joseph. They re-signed Mr. Blackjack. They brought him
Oh
back.
yeah,
They brought him
they're
back.
taking a gamble on him this year.
They're taking a gamble on him. So
No, they suck.
yeah, they're going nowhere. I mean, that's how we're not the biggest fans, and we're not really encouraged.
I don't hate the, like I don't hate the Senators. It's just the hype that they've surrounded with them for the past probably what 4 years now that they've been saying this since probably or 3 years since like 2021 they've been saying, oh, The rebuild's over. We're winning. Or we're not winning, but we're going to make the playoffs. Not.
Yeah, I know. And then I don't know. I moved out to Buffalo. I mean,
Same story. In a sense.
it's like the US version of the Senators. It's just the same thing. I mean, they always seem to be making the sexy move, but then they always but then they make another move that makes no sense. I do you understand the Matthew Savoy trade when they traded Savoy away for Ryan McLeod and
No.
Tyler Tulio?
Directionless move.
It's not directionless. You're going backwards. You
Like
get
that, like,
Matthew
yeah.
Ryan McLeod, and he's a decent player, but you're giving up a guy with great upside in Savoy. I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
It,
I
I don't.
mean,
And then they go out and then they signed, they bought out Jeff Skinner, but you know, to free up some cap space, I guess. And then they used it on Sam Lafferty, Jason Zucker, and Albe. Like Albe Kubel is decent. I like him. But Zucker's past his prime. What's he like, probably 35 now or something? He's old. Sam Lafferty's like I don't know. And then they go, but in those signings, they also lost Eric Comrie, who was an all right backup. Tyson Yost, who was decent, and Victor Olofsson, who I thought was good. So directionless.
And then they traded away. I do not get this deal at all. I can't pronounce his last name. Back Malastar.
Mallet, Malenstein, probably. I don't even know.
Malastin. So the Capitals, they traded for him, and they gave up a second round pick for that guy. I never heard of the guy in my life.
Before we started this today, I had no idea who this guy was, and I didn't even know the trade happened, honestly.
I don't understand that move. It seems like if you look his stats up, he's done nothing. He's like a career like I think his career high is 23 points. He's not a highly touted prospect, at
How do they
least
get
from
a
what I
second? How do they, why do they trade a second? Like that's, I really don't get that.
I think the guy was like a fifth round pick, and you give up a second for him. I'm not saying a fifth round pick is always bad, but the guy is young. He's not showing much promise. You give up a second round. I don't get it. I mean,
Stupid.
really dumb. But
Directionless.
yeah. Oh, they signed James Reimer.
Win now move.
Win now. Come on. Come on. Like
Like,
that's.
I understood the hype around them. What was it, 2 years ago? They finished like 1 point out of a playoff spot. They finished like right behind the Islanders for the last spot. I understood. Okay, they took that step forward. They were a decent team that year. They kind of peaked, and then this year they took a step back. I understood the hype going into last year because they were right at the threshold, they got significantly worse since then.
Yep.
Like I like Alex Tuch and all, but.
No. Yeah. I know. It's just
I don't get
I don't get it either. I mean, they got a good young core, but they're not really doing much to help the young core out, except that honestly they're subtracting from the young core by trading away Savoy. But
don't make sense. And then they trade Savoy and then they sign a bunch of veterans. Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
we got more directionless, though, or maybe not directionless, but Detroit.
They're
We're
just
there next.
there. I mean, do any of these move the needle to you? I mean, they made the playoffs. They just missed the playoffs last year, right?
Yeah.
They
They
just
haven't
missed
made the
the playoffs.
playoffs since my God, what was it, 2017 or
Jeez.
2016 or something? It was around then.
So they just missed the playoffs last year, and they traded. None of these moves move the needle to me.
I like
I
the
mean,
Tarasenko signing, honestly. But maybe it doesn't like move the needle, but I think it's good. It adds another piece to them. But they lost Perron, who, you know, is probably looked at as some amazing veteran now because he signed with stupid Ottawa. But
Then they signed Eric Gustafsson. Wow, signed him.
woohoo.
They signed all the four. I mean, they're reassembling the Rangers pretty much. They
It's
signed
a
Tyler Myers.
setup for failure then if they're trying to rebuild, if they're trying to set up as the Rangers, then they're destined to fail.
Yeah, I mean, then they brought in Cam Talbot. And then they brought back Patrick Kane. I mean,
You missed Joe Valeno.
oh, can't forget that.
Oh
Wow,
boy.
they re-signed him.
Trash.
They signed Jack Campbell as well.
He sucks.
Yeah, and then they traded away Robbie Fabbri. I mean, they all these moves. What is where are they going? I mean, it's none of it's that exciting to me.
It's also not like they're all the same trades, like just like Ottawa and Buffalo. It's like a step forward and like two steps back or three steps back. You
Yeah,
know?
so with those three teams, they're all hoping like that the young guns are gonna play, or they're gonna play well and kind of just take the next step, and that's what they're betting on. But they're not really getting veterans around them to help that process. They're
The
just
veterans they're signing aren't good. Like
no.
Detroit signing Tarasenko, that's good. I like that signing. Because it helps with Kane and DeBrincat and all their veterans and then the young guys. That one works. What Buffalo and Ottawa are doing, I don't like at all.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Tarasenko was definitely flashier, but he's not
Oh yeah.
he's falling off a little bit, but it's a score, and that would help with the team.
Tarasenko was the golden boy last year for Ottawa when they signed him. And then he did nothing.
I know, I know.
So maybe it's the same deal. He was surrounded by nobody in Ottawa other than Shabbat. Pinto was gone for, 41 games.
Yeah.
Kachuk. Like they don't like the players that they have, the young guns that they have suck. And then the veterans that they that I'm going back to Ottawa, I'm sorry. And then the veterans that they sign suck. It's good to rely on young guns, but you can't rely on them that much.
You can't. You
You need
can't.
to balance it out. And they're not balancing it out right now.
No,
For
they're not.
all three of the teams. Maybe North, maybe less Detroit. They're moving in a better direction. The Iser plan might actually work soon. But with Buffalo and Ottawa, it's it it the way they're going about their rebuild, like Montreal is doing it right. They're letting their young core develop. They're not signing any veteran. Like, they're not like doing a reactionary signing. Okay, we have to sign someone. They sign a veteran. He sucks. They're doing it the right way. Like between with Ottawa and Buffalo, they're doing it wrong. And then the two on the outside, they're doing it right with Detroit and Montreal.
Yeah.
I went on a bit of a rant there, but
No, but going back to Buffalo, what was the point about? I know Jeff Skinner's underperformed, but if you're gonna resign, if you're gonna sign veterans anyway, what's the point in buying out Jeff Skinner? You may it hurts
his
the cap.
contract. His contract kind of sucked,
But
but
what's the
he
point?
was good. He was decent with them too. It's not like he was bad.
He's not a bad player. It's not like he's producing. It's not like he's putting up 5 goals, 10 assists on a year. He's not doing
No.
that. What did he do last year? He probably had like what? If I had a guess, I don't know if offhand, but he probably had what 50, almost 60 points last year. I mean, it's not worth the contract he was on,
He was getting 10
but
million
yes, it's definitely not worth
for,
$10 million, whatever it was.
let's see, he got doing a quick
Yeah, we're
look
doing.
right now, mid podcast. Last season, he had 24 goals and 22 assists
Yeah, you give
in
up a.
74. Like, not great, but not bad by any means.
Yeah, I mean, but personally, I'd rather keep him than sign Lafferty, Zucker. Like, I would rather do that.
Yeah.
And also, never mind that. You're hurting yourself down the line because of the cap penalties you have to pay for buying a guy out. So, I don't
It
really
doesn't
like
make
that.
sense.
I don't like that move for Buffalo. I think they should have stuck out the contract for another year. And also, they still have another $8.4 million available in cap space.
They probably could have signed all those dudes and then kept Skinner.
Yeah, what are they? Hold on, I'm doing some quick math now. Yeah, they signed. Where are these signings at? So, the Zucker $5 million they signed. Lafferty $2 million, so it's seven right there. Who am I missing that they signed? That's
It was
big. Anyone
why am I
else?
blanking? Oh, all by Kubel.
Kubel, I don't see him here, so it can't be that big.
I think it was like a million. So they could have done all those signings and kept Jeff Skinner.
But then they also re-signed Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Okay, well,
But
still, they
still,
still have $8 million left after that.
I know. So my point is, why? I don't understand. What was the why? Where's the fire? Why do they have to do it now?
They could have held on to it. They had a year. It's not okay. There's 5 years left. He's starting to decline. Whatever. There's a year left. Just hold it out at that point. And then just, it's not like you traded him and they got assets back. You bought him out.
It's only a
There's,
year left on that contract.
I'm pretty sure. I feel like there's, I might be blanking.
I think it's more than a year left because they're paying cap penalties. So in 2024, but this year they pay $1.4 million in penalties. So they saved what's the contract? Hold on, what's the contract?
Doing a lot of we're doing a lot of studying right now mid podcast, but screw
Okay, so the
it.
contract was $9 million a year. He had so they basically saved a million, 6.5 million, or no, 7.5 million this year
It
on
was
the
gonna, yeah,
contract.
it was gonna expire, and it was gonna expire soon.
When was it expiring? Do we have that?
I see it. It shows 8 years expiry 2024. He signed an 8-year deal in 2019.
So what year deal? One, two,
Oh crap. No, so he had like three, he had like
three years left.
3 years left. Okay.
Okay, so
Still.
yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense, especially since if they're paying like for the following 2 years, they're paying a $4 million cap hit on a player that's not on your team. Then in 2026, 2027, they're paying a $6 million cap hit on Jeff Skinner.
Just keep the guy at that point.
Yeah, and you would have
Because he's
been paying $8 million.
producing.
Yeah, it's not like he's not doing anything. I mean, he's not worth $9 million,
No.
but you're not going anywhere this year. You're not winning a Stanley Cup. You don't need this money to go re-sign one of your stars that's about to walk out the door. It's not like you're in a business position like Florida, Boston, the Rangers, like
Toronto, even Tampa.
you're not in that position where you need that money right now,
No.
and you can't have a guy that's underperforming on the team.
They could easily suffer the cap hit and still build your team because you're not making it, you might make the playoffs, but you're not going far. So there's really no, I don't see the reasoning.
Don't get it at all, but I don't know. I guess I'm not a GM, so I really don't know I don't know.
Maybe
It
there's
just
something
makes
behind the scenes. I don't know, man.
sense. Yeah. So all right. So I mean, I guess we went from Detroit back to Buffalo, and then we'll go.
Yeah.
All right, go to Tampa. Now,
Anywho.
Tampa made a lot of moves. I mean, obviously Gensel was a
That was a
front
big dog.
page headline move. And that's I can tell he's gonna be annoying to watch there for years to come.
Oh, he's gonna be a killer. I could already feel it.
Be lethal with Kucherov and point. Like that's I mean,
Oof.
that power play is gonna be lethal.
That is nuts.
Then they re-signed Hedman, Sergachev, obviously they traded. We talked about that plenty of weeks, and they lost Stamkos, Dumba, Duclair. Basically, they realize this core. It's not working for us right now. We have to do something, and that's why they changed. They had to change something, and that's why they brought in Gensel.
I like
And
it.
I think it's a good move. I mean, obviously losing Stamkos hurts, and he was a lifelong Lightning, and I'm sure he envisioned retiring with the Lightning.
Oh yeah. It's weird seeing the pictures of him in the Predators jersey. It's one of those things you're gonna see in a slideshow in like 5 years. Like it seems like some, it's like when like Brodeur, I don't know if you remember it, but when Brodeur signed with the Blues.
That was so weird.
Or
But
like
didn't they win too?
Lundqvist signing with the Capitals. Like it's not. There's some players that should stay with their home team.
Matt
Stamkos is one of
Dellietto
them.
now with the Islanders. I mean,
That's not the same. No. No. Screw off. No, that's not the same at all. If he was a star player like he was supposed to be, sure, I guess. If he's, if he goes and signs with like
with the Maple Leafs.
oh. Nah. I got used to it.
It took you a couple years, but
No. 2 years. No.
more than a couple years. I brought the name, you would like throw a hissy fit,
Wouldn't throw a hissy fit. I don't care about the guy anymore. He sucks anyway. He sucks anyways. We'll get to Toronto in a bit. Focus,
yeah,
let's
right after
focus on
Tampa,
Tampa.
actually. Sorry, no, I'm just focusing on harassing you. That's all I'm doing,
Oh,
but
I know. I did the same with the Rangers, so.
I know, I mean. Tampa, I mean, they brought back McDonough as well, which is a good move, very solid. And that afforded them the opportunity to let to trade Sergachev away, and they got younger and getting Moser and Connor
Geeky.
Keehee back. So, I mean, overall, I think Tampa did a very nice job retooling and trying to still compete for a Stanley Cup, because I think they felt they were falling out of the, you know, with the core they had, they were kind of falling out, and they wanted to give it one last ride, one last hurrah with Kucherov, Hedman, and Point.
Yeah. It the what the moves they did were good. I like it. 'Cause they weren't after the finals in what was it 2022? They've lost in the first round the past 2 years. They lost to Toronto in six, and then they lost to Florida this year in five. So they, like you said, they've realized this isn't going to cut it with the core that they have right now. Let's rebuild around the core. They signed what's his name too? The Gergensen's guy. He was solid
Oh
on
yeah.
Buffalo,
Yeah, not bad. Not a bad player.
but they did. I like they figured out this is not what you know. This isn't working. And they realized Tanner Janot sucks. And
Yeah,
they
they
traded
did.
him too. That was
I
probably
don't understand that move either.
I'll never understand that. They gifted Nashville six, what was it, six picks or something?
Yeah, like a first, like almost a whole draft class they
It was like
gave
a
them.
first, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, and it's like it was stupid.
Yeah, really dumb.
They lost their
But
first round pick this year because it like I don't
yeah.
know.
All right, then moving on to Toronto. We had a pretty, I would say, a very boring offseason.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of hype around it with the potential of them trading away Tavares or Marner. None of that happened, obviously. But they both are UFAs after next season. So next
That'll be
season.
interesting.
The next offseason is going to be very, very interesting for Toronto. I
That's
mean,
going
they
to be
could look
interesting. I
very,
want to see.
very different. Like, are the, it's just, I mean, they have a lot of cap space. So if they lose Marner and Tavares, they have the money to sign pretty much whoever they want.
They got 20 million if they lose both of them, so or
Yeah.
21
Yeah.
million or something. So they got if they lose them, they got free range. They're see, that's been my issue with Toronto and why they haven't. That's probably their issue, but it's been a main issue I've talked about in the past too. That's why they haven't been able to succeed in the playoffs. Their core guys, Tavares, Marner, Nylander, Matthews, and Riley, those five guys, even Domi now, he's making a lot. They took up like 50% of the cap space. And you can't build a team around those five guys, great players. You can't build a team around those five or six guys with half of your cap space. I get they're great and they're worth that money. It doesn't work. And as you can tell, because their defense sucks. Even though they signed Ekman Larson, they signed Tanev, good signings. They got better on defense. Still not going to work, probably.
Never mind, their defense sucks. They have no forward depth.
That too.
It's those four top four guys. So you got a good first two lines, but you have no winger playing, no other winger playing next to. How do they roll usually? What was it, Tavares and Nylander?
It's like Tavares, Nylander, and
Marner and Matthews?
yeah.
Or did I don't know. Either way.
I don't know exactly how, but it's a combo of those four guys with whoever else. But after those two lines, if you look at their lineup, it drops off a cliff.
Never mind those two lines. They have no other guy to play on the other on opposite wing next to Nylander or Marner on those, you know, the top two lines.
Yeah, a
So
few years before this, before he went to Vancouver and wherever now, they had Ilya Lyubushkin playing with them.
yeah, I mean, that
Like
doesn't work.
Nick Robertson's all right. He's good. What's his name? Matthew Nyes. He's all right. But they're not like it doesn't the players that are around them doesn't help. The top guys can only do so much. They're great players, all of them, but they can only carry them so much. And in the playoffs, they don't carry them at all. They all turn into ghosts.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're being honest here, I mean, we wouldn't be talking about this if they had league average goaltending.
That too.
If they had league average goaltending, I mean, they would have won more than one round in the playoffs the last 5 years, whatever it was.
You know why they don't have league average goaltending? Because of cap space.
Because of cap space,
I
and
will
they.
stick to that until they lose one of Tavares or whoever. Until they lose one of them and they spend that money on defense, goaltending, and literally anything else other than offense, they'll be better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would. I don't like. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand why they. I mean, I do understand, but
It doesn't make sense.
you have to a lot of money to a goaltender, and that's I think that's that was their biggest downfall. Never mind their bad defense or their lack of depth on their forward core. It's just they don't have a goalie. They have two backups as their starter
Yeah, they have Anthony Stolarz and Joseph Woll.
Yeah, like come on,
That's not
man.
going to cut it.
That's not gonna cut it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't try to make a move on Saros when he was still when he wasn't re-signed.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll go target Askarov because Askarov
Maybe.
is a free agent, not a free agent. He's a very highly touted prospect. Was
And
the
now
first
that,
round Nashville?
yeah, now that they signed Saros, they could probably freely move Askarov.
I mean, he'll take a lot to get. And also, he's not making any money, Askarov. So that would fit
No.
right into Toronto this year. But
Then they'd have to re-sign him.
eventually, but you would have to re-sign him. But when you re-sign him, you're not gonna have money. You'll have the money freed up because Marner and Tavares will not be on. I would guess Tavares will not be on the team after next year.
Womp
Yeah, but I think.
womp.
I don't know what they'll do with Marner. I really don't, but I would put money on the fact that the Tavares.
They should prioritize Marner over Tavares. That's a given.
I
If they
agree.
re-sign Tavares over Marner, like go for it. I don't care. But you know,
Yeah, I mean,
would not be the best.
what's scary is I wouldn't be surprised if they put a ton of if they throw a ton of money at Shesterkin next offseason.
That'd be funny.
He's a free agent too, and the Rangers have
Ooh.
a. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean,
They lose
I
Tavares.
would hope the Rangers don't let him get the free agency. But if he does,
That'd be bad.
I would not be surprised if you see Toronto throw $13 million at Shesterkin.
See, that'd be another one of those cursed images that we were just mentioning before. Shesterkin in a Leafs jersey.
Yeah, and they still won't do anything because you're paying a goalie $13 million a year.
No matter what they do, it won't work.
Yeah.
They've been doing all that since 1967 and nothing has worked.
I know.
And it probably won't. I'd probably just jinx myself and I'll probably see them lift the cup next year. But based on past events, the past 50, however long it's been, 55 years, think we're good.
They're
Or
moving on to
57, 57 years.
7 years. Yeah.
Longer than the Rangers drought now. So
Oh,
you don't have
yeah.
the long, you don't have the
Okay.
longest drought
Okay.
anymore. You're
Okay.
good.
All right. Moving
You
on.
got surpassed.
Good. Thank God. Moving on to a team that always seems to make the right move and always seems to be winning. I don't know how they do it. Boston. Every single year, whatever move they make, I mean,
Works.
it works. I mean, for example, they signed what, Pavel Zacha? Was it this year or last year that they signed him?
Think it was last year or the
Yeah,
year before, one of
they
those years.
signed. Yeah, they signed Pavel Zacha, and he becomes a legitimate top six forward. Like he
I don't
was
get it.
nothing with the Devils, and
He
then they signed
sucked
him.
with the Devils.
He's awful. Such a disappointment. Was he a top? He's a top 10 pick. Such a huge disappointment with the Devils, and then he goes to Boston, and he's a legitimate top six forward.
I don't
They
get it.
I don't know how they had that luck. It's honestly amazing how they have that luck with every player.
Like, if you looked at their lines at the beginning of last year, they should have been not maybe not horrible, but they should not have been as good as they were
Yeah,
this
probably a
past
wild
season.
card team, I would say. And then
Yeah.
they almost win a President's Trophy.
And the division, they were right. They were, what was it? Were they a point behind Florida or 2 points behind Florida for
Yeah, I mean, Florida's right
the
behind the
division?
Rangers. So, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Like, because
It doesn't make any sense.
they lost a lot in the offseason after they won the President's Trophy and the best record and whatever. They lost a lot. If you look at their lineup from then to now, you know,
Yeah, it
they traded for Dmitry Orlov, they had Garnett, they had a lot.
I mean, most notably, they lost Perron.
Ron wasn't on the Bruins.
Bergeron. Perron.
Bergeron. Okay, I was gonna
I don't know why I said
say
Perron, but
Bergeron.
that was yeah, they lost Bergeron. That's the most notable loss that they had.
Major loss, and they took Florida to six games too. It's not like they went down quietly this year, you know.
Yeah, they did. They competed hard with Florida, and I mean,
They beat Toronto, which is just a rite of passage. That's a given. I think everybody saw that coming.
how many games did they go?
Seven, like usual.
They won seven, yeah.
It is always Boston in seven, no matter what.
Yeah, last year, for example, last year, Pavel Zacha was our first line center. He
See,
had a
like,
great year. I mean, a very good year for him. He put up, what, 59 points, 21 goals? Like, that's really good. That's
he
really
never
good.
did that on the Devils. I can guarantee you that.
No, I'm looking at stats right now. With the Devils, the most, what did he do? Yeah, his best season, he put up 36 points.
Exactly.
Then he goes to Boston. He puts up 57 points in his first year there, and then he puts up 59 points his next year there. Like,
I don't know what it, what's with the what's in their like development system. Is Jim Montgomery that good
I
of
don't
a
get it.
coach to turn Pavel
I don't
Zacha
know.
from like a third line center to a first line center in 2 years?
I wouldn't say first line. I
Maybe
talk
not
like
first line, but like you know what I mean. Like
second, a very good second line
better.
center.
Better than he was on the Devils.
What, does Bergeron play center? I thought he was a winger.
No, Bergeron was center, I think. Because they had the line of Bergeron,
Yeah,
Marchand,
I
and
mean, not Bergeron,
Pasternak.
Marchand. I
Crap.
could have sworn he played the wing, but I'm looking at Puckpedia right now. It says he plays center.
The center? I don't know. Interesting.
That's,
But
yeah.
still, like what they do, it should not like they signed Lindholm and Zadorov are good signings. I'll give them that. I like those signings a lot.
Yeah,
They're
I mean,
long signings, but they're there. Lindholm is going to be annoying. I could already like we said that when they first signed with him back on another episode. He's going to be one of those annoying players.
who do we say? Lindholm?
Lindholm.
Oh, absolutely.
Guarantee.
The crazy thing was he got traded to Vancouver, and he was awful there. Not awful.
Sucked.
He was awful in Vancouver, and he still managed to get almost $8 million a year for
Not
7 years
good.
for Boston. I think it's an overpay, but what do I know? Because Boston always seems to like sign these guys that we don't think anything of, and next thing you know, they're
They
having.
always do the right thing.
Yeah, they always make the right move. I mean, their team's always
Zadorov was
wrong
good.
move.
Sorry, I cut you off there, but
Zadorov.
Zadorov.
Yeah, I agree. But no, it's just I mean, going back to like the teams we talked about earlier, like Buffalo, Ottawa, they always seem to make the wrong moves. And then you got a team like Boston that always makes a correct move. It's I don't know how they do it. And then they traded Ullmark away. I don't understand why they took on Korpisalo in his contract. I don't understand that. Doesn't make
Weird
much sense
move.
to me. Very, very weird move. But they did also lose DeBrus, Heinen, and Grizzly. DeBrus
And
is the most vocal, obviously.
Derek Forbert, don't forget about it. He sucks. But the guys they lost are kind of like DeBrusk was good. I like Jake DeBrusk. He was good. And now he's going to rot in Vancouver. But
I thought the Rangers would sign him, but now we're gonna get Riley Smith instead. But okay, but we're not
he'll be
talking about
good.
the Rangers. But I have to throw in a
That's for
little.
next week
Yeah, next.
with the Metro. That'll be fun.
All right, then moving on to this Stanley Cup champions, Florida. They got off to. They didn't really. I mean, they re-signed Lundell and Ryan Hart, obviously, and Kulikov. Sign H. Schmidt, Strieger. I mean, what do you think about the moves that Florida made?
They kind of like it filled the holes of the guys that they lost in a sense, like with Montour, Ekman Larson, Stolarz. Like, it's basically like they lost a guy, and they got a guy of similar or less value to replace him. Like, Nate Schmidt compared to Ekman Larson. Ekman Larson's all right, Nate Schmidt's also all right. Like, it's really there wasn't, they didn't sign a guy that was going to be really impactful, and they didn't lose a guy. Like, they whatever impact that they lost with whoever, with Montour and all them, they got back in the guys that they signed.
I agree.
So they really they'll be right back in the mix of everything. I have no doubt in my mind at
Oh, they
all.
will be. They will be. And I think they will win the Metro again next year. But now, what do you think
You
of
mean the
this?
Atlantic?
I mean, the Atlantic, yes. I don't know. I'm speaking a lot today, man. What's
Yeah.
going on with me? But
I'm slipping up.
slipping up a lot. But what do you think of? I like the Lundell extension. I think it's high upside, a little risk, but very high upside. But
He was
what do
good
you
in the
think of?
playoffs.
Yeah, he had a great playoffs. Really good playoffs. What do you think of this? What do you think about the Sam Reinhart signing?
I think if he had signed elsewhere, it would have sucked. But he works in Florida's system. I think we were saying that before this podcast started. When he was still not under contract, it was when he was still in his last year and he wasn't re-signed yet. We were saying that if he were to sign elsewhere and he would sign, whatever 7 year or whatever $1 million deal, it would not work out. Because he's out of their system and out of that, grouping of players. Staying in their system, he'll still be good. He probably peaked last year. Would he have like 57 goals last year or something? Something crazy. I don't know how, but he probably peaked last year. He's great. He'll still be a great player because he's in their system.
Yeah, I was gonna say no way he repeats last year. Last
Oh, hell
year's
no.
like he's not gonna score 60 goals next year. I mean,
No.
for example, prior to last year, the most amount of goals that he scored was 33, and he scored 57
Still
last year.
good.
He will score double the amount of goals that he scored. His prior career high is almost double than what he scored last year.
I still saw, still good. He was still good before. Like he broke out this year because, every player breaks out in their contract year. We all know that for some reason. They always decide to just become prime Gretzky. But he won't score 57 next year, but he'll still be a very solid piece.
No, I think the money is about right. I think it's a year is probably a little long on the term, but I think the money it's just about right. Maybe a slight overpay, but you know what? When you win a Stanley Cup, you overpay for your players. It's just
Keep
that's
them.
just the nature. That's just the nature of winning. You have
Yeah.
to, and it's not a bad thing. It's just that they like to keep. I feel like after you win a Stanley Cup, everyone's value just increases maybe 10%. I mean, look at, for example, I know I'm referencing the Rangers again, but when they signed Barkley Gaudreau, like he was never worth $3.6 million, but since he
Hell
won a cup
no.
in Florida, that's why he got that money with the Rangers. It happens all the time, and it's just something that's never going to change. So it's either you lose him and you have to replace him, or you just pay the premium of bringing back a Stanley Cup win or signing a Stanley Cup champion.
If you want to
That's
keep running it back, pay that premium and go
yeah.
and run with it.
It's not a bad thing, like I said. It's just that's the nature of the environment.
Yeah.
But
They'll be good. I
I
love
agree.
them. Not even for eliminating the Rangers. I just like them.
They're annoying. I mean,
Oh, I know.
they're annoying to me.
Obviously, hello. They kicked your ass.
Yeah, they
Maybe not
did.
kicked your ass, but
Yeah, so happy.
they finally put the 94 rumors to bed. Thank God. Because every reference for 2 months was, oh, this also happened in 94. This also happened in 94.
Oh,
The
shut
Knicks and
up.
Rangers both won 50 games. Oh, they were started 7-0. And what happened? You lost in six in the conference finals. Wompity wompity.
You take more pride in the Rangers losing than your team winning. Is
No,
that
I
a bad?
take more pride in the Islanders winning. I just
No,
pray on your
you
downfall.
don't. No, that is no. You
I
do not.
pray on the downfall of the Rangers.
Yeah, you prey on that more than you care about the success of your own team.
Oh, trust me, I care much more about the success of my team.
Okay. I hear more about, oh, Rangers, man, they lost. What are you gonna do there?
It's called a rivalry.
You take it to. I think it's a fandom for you. I think you're a
It is
Ranger. I
not
think
a.
you're a closet Ranger fan.
It is. I am not a closet Ranger fan. I'd shoot myself if I was a Ranger fan.
I
Got
mean,
this. You have the same amount of cups as us in double the time.
I
Granted,
love
those
it.
were all your 3 year cups were before.
They're all before my lifetime, so it doesn't matter. And all the cups were before your lifetime too, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yours was the closest to our lifetime, but the three before that were before the cure for polio existed and Hitler was still alive. So, big changes.
Now, who do you have? All right, so what who do you have? What are your standings like for the
Ottawa dead last. Screw them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I have Ottawa dead last as well.
They'll probably be fine. Don't care. Dead last.
No, but honestly, I don't know who you put that last, because out of all these, out of Detroit, Buffalo, Ottawa, and Montreal, they all have upside, but they all have downside as well.
Yeah.
So out of
Ottawa has the
all,
most downside.
I think Ottawa does the most, have the either Ottawa or Montreal for me. But I think
I'd go the
Ottawa,
same, yeah.
yeah, I think Ottawa always seems to disappoint. And
Good.
I don't know. I'm higher on Montreal than I am with Ottawa. So I'm putting Ottawa on last. I mean, that may be just us overly hate being overly hating Ottawa for whatever reason. I don't exactly know why we hate them so
Rightfully
much.
so. Rightfully so.
But
Always
yeah.
overhyped. Always, oh, this is the year. Oh, the rebuild's done. And
The
then you get
year.
78 points. And then you get, the 10th pick in the draft again. Oh boy. Or whatever pick they had this year. I think they had like the 8th pick or something. I don't even know. Whatever they did, not good. And it'll stay like that. Because what's his name? Chris Kunitz, like, this killed that franchise.
So, all right,
And
so
that
you have
was seven
Ottawa.
years ago.
So you have Ottawa, and then you have, who do you have in your seven? Who do you have in the seventh spot?
It's a toss-up between Montreal and Buffalo.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I put Montreal.
I'd go my
I think Buffalo is slightly further along on the rebuild than Montreal is.
yeah. But Montreal's rebuild is moving fast. That's the thing. Not fast, but they have a better plan than Buffalo's doing fine with their rebuild, and they're, like you said, they're a little further along. But Montreal is doing their rebuild better.
I agree. I agree. They're doing it better. I do concur.
They won't. Neither of them will make the playoffs, but they're both. Montreal is moving better and quicker in their rebuild than Buffalo.
So you have Buffalo over Montreal. I mean, you have Montreal over Buffalo, you're saying.
Yeah, screw it.
All right. I have Buffalo over Montreal there.
Don't get me wrong. I want Buffalo to succeed. I just can't see it. But
Yeah,
I hope they prove me wrong. I want to see Buffalo. They haven't made the playoffs since 2011. I want to see them back in the playoffs.
so do
It
I. Yeah,
just,
that'd be.
I hope they prove me wrong. I hope they sneak into a wild card spot. They almost did 2 years ago, but I don't know. I just can't see it.
Yeah. And then I'm assuming you would have Detroit right in front of Buffalo. I mean,
Right in
right in
front
front
of,
of Montreal.
I would go, based on how I go now, I would go Ottawa, Buffalo, Montreal, Detroit so far.
Yeah, that's what I have as well.
Yeah. And maybe Detroit sneaks into that last wild card spot because they were really close last year. Maybe, I don't know. They would be the if they make the play if Detroit makes the playoffs, they'll be the second wild card spot. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, I think they, I mean, I think they're either gonna sneak in or just miss it by a point or two.
Yeah,
I
they'll be
forgot.
in that range.
Because they're a very average team right now. Not a lot
They're
of upside. I don't
moving on the they're moving in the right direction.
But I don't, yeah, they are, but do you think they're moving in a direction where you can see them competing for a Stanley Cup eventually? I really don't.
Nah, if they do make the playoffs, it would be like a first whoever they play would be a first round exit.
Well, yeah,
Six
well,
games,
no, I'm talking about two, 3 years down the line. Do you see them competing for a Stanley Cup? Because I don't.
They have a lot of what they're doing. They have a lot of aging players, and their young core is fine. Like Seider's good. What's his name? Oh my God,
Raymond.
Lucas Raymond. I love Lucas Raymond. Like. Their young guys are good, but they don't have enough. They're old guy like they're the vet, Kane, DeBrincat, Tarasenko, Perron for a bit, now he's gone. They're too far on the old side. They're on their mid-30s, except
Yeah,
for
yeah.
DeBrincat's a little younger. But it's not gonna I know Yzerman's trying to do the same stuff he worked with in Tampa. It's not working so far.
No, it's not. I think they're moving in the wrong direction,
No,
but
maybe not the
not moving
wrong
in the wrong,
direction.
not the wrong direction. I just don't
Yeah.
think they're moving in a direction where they are going to be perennial cup contenders.
No, not as of yet. Maybe whatever at the trade deadline or next offseason, whatever they do, maybe. But right now, nah, I
But I
don't see
think
it.
Montreal is moving in that direction where you can see them being perennial cup contenders.
Yes,
I feel like Montreal.
Montreal's doing it right.
Yeah, I feel like they are. I feel like they have a. In 5 years, I feel like you have a greater chance that Montreal wins a cup than Buffalo, than Detroit does.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Neither of them will probably win it, but Montreal has, like you said, has a higher shot.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because they're letting their, like I said earlier too, they're letting their young guys develop. They're not making any reactionary signings. They're just moving along with the process. They drafted Demidov. They have whoever else. They re-signed Slafkovsky for long term. They have Caulfield. They have Suzuki. They're building a good young core. What Detroit's doing is they're trying to bolster up now with veterans and try and push. And they're not letting their young guys develop. They're signing too many veterans, and they're not letting, Raymond and Sider are already good, but they're not at that next level yet.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
So, who do you have fourth? I want to hear you first.
Have Toronto.
I'd be Toronto.
Yeah, I have
It's a
Toronto.
toss-up between Toronto and Tampa in that spot.
Really? I'm higher on Tampa than
Yeah.
you are then.
You what?
I'm higher on Tampa than you are.
You have Tampa higher than third?
I have them second.
Ooh.
I have Tampa
Finally,
second.
we got some different opinions here.
I know. Usually, yeah.
Let's go.
But
Because the Pacific Division, we were locked in
well,
almost
that
with
was
every
so
single.
boring.
That's the most bored division ever. I'm sorry. This
Yeah.
and the Central was basically the same, other than I had Dallas winning, you had Colorado winning the division. And I had like St. Louis in like seventh, and you had them in sixth. Like, not this is the first time we're actually like,
But I think it also
different.
helps if you're more familiar with the Eastern Conference than the Western Conference. I think that also helps too.
That's also true. Like, our Metro Division predictions are probably going to be wildly different from each other.
Yeah, I would
Yeah,
say so.
maybe. But like, we have more knowledge on the East than the
Yeah.
West.
Yeah. All right, well, getting back to Toronto, I feel like I think Toronto is they're in like a it's almost like they're in like a tweener spot right now. They're because they didn't do much this offseason because they had no cap space. And now they're gonna have plenty of cap space next year, and then they're gonna kind of like retool and move and pick a direction and move in. So
Yeah.
they're kind of like where they're at, like a spot where like let's just see what we could do next year, and then the year after that, then we come in and make our big move. I think
This
that's what that, I
is
think
a
that's
year where
what
they analyze where they're at, like you just kind of said. They analyze where they're at. Okay, do we need Tavares? No. Do we need Marner? Yes. Or, however the answers may go, maybe Marner and Tavares both fall off a cliff. I don't know. Probably not. This is like a right before how you said they're if they both leave in some scenario, let's say they have 20 million to work with, then they can sign whoever the hell they want, or let's say they somehow have a deep playoff run. Okay, let's re-sign Tavares, maybe for less, maybe for lo lesser term, less
Or
amount,
maybe.
lower term, 2 years, whatever, because he's not worth 10 million or 11 million, however much he made. He's not worth that much anymore.
7 million for 2 years, let's say.
Yeah. But yeah, like he's when he signed with them back in whenever 2018, he was worth that much. Marner, when they re-signed him, whenever that was, I forgot when it was, he's worth 10 million. Now you're at a point, they're at a point where they could say, okay, Marner, you're worth 8 years, 10 million still. Tavares, you're still good. You're still a part of our core. But take it, try and take a discount and then work with us so we could build around you guys and then build forward towards the future. Because Tavares is going to end up, I don't even know how old he is, but he's already on the decline. A 2 year, like how you said, 2 years, 7 million per would probably work perfect for them, because then they'd still have extra money to pay out, for the rest of the team.
Yeah, Tavares
So
is 33 right now. Yeah.
he's not, he'll probably play till he's like 36, 37.
Yeah, late 30s. Oh, jeez. Oh, wait, no, never mind. Yeah, 65 point. Yeah.
He
Definitely
fell off a
slowing
cliff.
down a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. It's just they're in a spot right now. They're in like a tweener spot. So they'll make the playoffs. I'm very confident that they make the playoffs. And
Oh, yeah.
let's say for example, I don't know. Auston Matthews gets injured and misses a lot of time, and so does Nylander. And then next thing you know, like they're not competing. They may miss the playoffs. I don't think they go to Cup this year. Then all of a sudden, Marner's available for a trade at the trade deadline. Tavares is available for a trade. And then they acquire draft picks and they kind of retool that way and rebolster their team that way.
That would also work if like you said in that scenario, if they're dead in the water, okay, we're not making the, even if we make the playoffs, we'll sneak in and then that, and probably be out in the first round again. It's
Yeah,
a
like let's
good.
say in March, like a lot of those guys, they're 10 points off a playoff spot because those guys, not maybe let's say they're 5 points out of the last wild card spot because those guys, I don't know, two of their Matthews missed a lot of time. So did Riley, and so did Nylander. Let's say like then they trade away from the guys that from the pending UFAs.
I could see that happen. I'd rather not see that. I don't hate them, but I don't want to see that. I certainly don't love them, but I don't want to see that scenario of, okay, let's break it down. Trade Marner, trade Tavares, trade maybe not Domi, but trade, I'd rather see them compete still and see what they could do.
Yeah, I mean that would be certainly a very interesting scenario for me to. I would, I don't know. I think that would be,
It would send the media in.
that would be cool to see, honestly.
It
Not.
would be cool, and it would send the media into an absolute frenzy. Oh my God, who are they gonna, who are they trading Marner for? Who are they getting back? Oh my God, they're trading to him to blank, Same with
Yeah.
Tavares. That'd be cool. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, that would be fun to watch.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
But
Combined this year, they're making $22 million. And also, I didn't realize
like
Matthew's making $13 million next year.
no,
That is a
that's
lot of
not.
money.
He's great. Not good in the playoffs. Not gonna, like I said before, and I feel like a broken record. It's not gonna work putting that much money into all those players. Into
And
not all
even
those
if he's
players, those
11.5.
few players. Literally, you have 24 million in cap space right there from two players. And then also combined now, Tavares and Nylander both making also over 10 million. You have 40 million in cap space in your top four guys.
Yeah, the cheapest guy's Marner making 10.9 million, and then you
Ooh,
got.
such a bargain. He's good, but I don't know. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work at all. It's bad. Plus 13.
Right, so you have, I'm moving this. Not a minute. You have Boston third.
I do.
Oh.
I don't think Boston's. I mean, I was praising them earlier. I don't think Boston is that talented. I think that they are very good, and I think that they are very well coached and a very good system. But I don't think they are the most talented team.
They're
I
definitely
think,
not, but
Toronto is. I mean, I think Tampa is more talented than Boston is, and that's why I have Tampa above Boston.
interesting. See,
And.
I. Sorry, go. You were in
No,
a
it's
go.
okay.
You
Yeah.
good? Okay. I see with it's probably going to play out the same way this year. How close everything. Florida's going to win. We both have Florida at one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. With that, Boston, with them, Boston and Tampa, I see it almost like how it kind of played out this year. Very, maybe not Tampa, very close in range. Like how they booked, like Boston finished, however many points behind Florida. They were right in the thick of it right till the end. I can see that happening again because we expected Boston not to suck, but we said before we expect them to be a wild card team. And then they almost won the President's Trophy again. So I can see that happening again and then, getting
Yeah,
second.
also think about it with Tampa last year. What could go wrong, did go wrong with Tampa.
That's
They
true.
lost. I mean, Kucherov was not something that did go wrong at all. He had probably the greatest season of his career last year.
Oh yeah.
But didn't Point get injured at some point as well and miss a lot of time?
He was, and then they also didn't have Vasilevskiy for the first few weeks of the season. That
Never
helped
mind.
that hindered them a lot.
Never mind, that didn't happen for the first few weeks. Then when I got him back, he wasn't good.
He sucked the first for a bit when he was first back. He was good towards the end and in the playoffs, he was fine. But when they first got him back after whatever injury he had, sucked.
Yeah, and they're gonna be well rested. They're not coming off a deep playoff run. They're gonna be well rested.
Yeah.
I think they could come in, and then they, like I said, I like their moves of how they kind of retooled. I think Gensel's gonna really bolster that top six. As I mean, why wouldn't he? He's just,
He's gonna be so annoying.
yeah, I know, but
That's gonna piss me off so much.
yeah, I see Tampa rolling like. I see Tampa giving Florida a run for their money almost. I see it being very close between Tampa and Florida.
See, I see it being close, but I see Tampa in that mix, but I see Boston being closer than Florida, or not Boston being closer to Florida than Tampa. Tampa will be right in the mix, but I see it as Florida 1, Boston 2, Tampa 3, Toronto 4.
Yeah.
And all four of those teams will make the playoffs, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. All four of those teams will make the playoffs. But yeah, I don't think, I think Boston is very, I don't think they're that talented. I think, just, like I said, a good system, good players, but they don't have that super, other than Pasta and McAvoy, they don't have a superstar there. I mean,
Yeah.
Marshawn is, but he's aging. He's
He's kind of
36.
over.
He's
I'm
not,
hot take, he's kind of overrated.
he is. He is. I'm
He's
not.
good. He's great, but he's overrated as hell. Overrated as hell.
That's an annoying player to go against,
Oh my God, don't even get me started.
but
He'll probably lick someone this year
yeah, you'll bite someone's ear
again.
off.
Or bite someone's ear off. Either one.
Yeah, what a weirdo he is. But I
He's a
don't
complete
think,
weirdo.
I just think that he's, I just think that they are. I think we finally see Boston regress a little bit this year.
I wouldn't be opposed to that at all.
Then I
We
think.
expected that last year, and it could very well happen this year, but
Yeah. And I think Tampa gets improves a lot.
they
And
did.
obviously Florida stays number one, but I
Without a
don't think it's
doubt.
a lock. I think I could see Tampa, Florida, or Boston being number one.
Yeah, in a scenario, I could see that. Maybe Florida doesn't have, Reinhardt isn't as good. Barkov's still great, but and they might regress a little bit. They have the cup hangover for the first few weeks of the season. I could see it being close. It won't be like no one's whoever is in first is not running away with the division at all.
No, not at all.
Like you could see in like the West. Or, like in the Pacific, okay, Edmonton's going to win the division or Vancouver's going to win the division. We know it's going to be one of those two. Or in the Central, okay, Dallas, Colorado, or Winnipeg in any of those orders. We know who's going to be up there, And we agreed too with that.
Yeah.
With the Atlantic and then moving to the Metro next week, it seems very volatile,
With us.
because Florida before last year, they were the second wild card spot. But then they won the President's Trophy before. So they're very up and down.
Yeah. I think they stay up this year.
They'll
But
be
there's a
up.
chance that they have to stay like a hangover in it, and they don't, they get off to a very cold start just for no good reason other than the fact that
They're riding off the high.
yeah, right off the high, yeah.
So.
So I mean that could happen and that could set them back and they could not win a division. I think they're the best team, and they should win a division. I don't know. I think they
They
will,
should.
but who knows?
So we go. Okay. So Florida 1. I have Boston 2. You have Tampa 2.
Correct.
I have Tampa 3. You have Boston 3.
Correct.
Toronto 4 for both of us.
Detroit 5.
Detroit 5.
I think we have Montreal and Boston flip-flopped.
Montreal and Buffalo flip-flopped.
Buffalo, yeah. Buffalo, yeah. And
And
then
then
Ottawa at
Ottawa
that.
way down in the pits of, yeah.
Yeah, but realistically, I see to Detroit as a lock at five,
Yes.
the division. And I see Boston, Tampa, and Toronto as locks to make the playoffs. And then I see Buffalo, Montreal,
And
and Ottawa as
Florida as
locks.
well.
And Florida too, yeah. Yeah, but then I have Buffalo, Montreal, and Ottawa as locks and miss the playoffs.
Oh yeah.
So that's kind
I'll put my life I'll put my life savings on Ottawa missing the playoffs right now.
it's almost like there are three tiers.
Yeah, you have like the top dogs that we know are going to make the playoffs without a doubt. unless something like how you said with Toronto, something goes horribly wrong and they have to sell off. And then you have like that stupid middle pack.
Which is the only Detroit.
Only Detroit. And maybe you could insert Buffalo or someone into that also if they're good. And then you have the bottom.
So, I mean, we agree on the tiers, but we just don't agree on the exact order. But I
Yeah,
don't know, hard to predict.
we have the general what's the word I'm looking for? Like
Consensus.
general consensus, yeah. But just the order is a little messed up. Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree here. I think that wraps it up here.
Yeah.
All right.
Quick
Stay
shout
tuned.
out to Penn Station Sports Talk. We didn't get to that, but shout out to Jay and Justin. Their
Their
episode comes out soon.
episode does. I heard we have a little preview. I know Jay is ripping Tyler McGill.
As he should.
As he should.
As he should.
Yeah. But
Tyler McGill deserves a ripping. He sucks.
Jay and Justin and yeah, then yeah. Tune in
Take
next
that.
week as we'll break down the metro, and I'm sure you'll hear Gilly and I
That will
rant
be fun.
about you heard I'm sure you hear the 20th Oliver Wallstrom rant of the
Nah, no,
offseason.
no, no. He's I've ranted about him enough the past few weeks.
Oh,
I'll cut him
really?
some slack. I'll analyze the Islanders more in depth and remove myself from the Wallstrom disaster, debacle, whatever you want to put it, getting paid $1 million to sit in the press box. Well, that's next week. We'll talk about that next week.
Talk about that next week, and we'll talk about how hyped I am for Riley Smith as well next week.
Yeah.
So,
Woo.
tune in. I'm sure it'd be a very interesting episode.
That'll probably be good. That'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for watching or
Thank
listening.
you.
Oh my God.